Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. This episode, I want to talk about something that's kind of scary, but really important to anyone who's upgrading to Mac OS Sierra. So essentially, I've seen a tweet from Kevin Granger, and he tweeted, upgrading to Mac OS Sierra will break your SSH keys and lock you out of your own servers. Now, this is in relation to an article by, Quincy Larson. So he's a guy from, or a teacher, from Free Code Camp. And basically, there's some things that he's stating in this article he's posted on Medium, which are pretty important. I think I've just been lucky and I've escaped this. So I'm going to read some extracts from the Medium article here, but I recommend checking it out. So it starts off by saying, do not upgrade to Mac OS Sierra if you have a cloud server, you know, AWS, DigitalOcean, etc., anything you use to connect with via an SSH key. So basically, he's saying that, you know, like most of us developers, you know, you get a notice from Apple to install, you know, Mac OS Sierra, you know, it's nice, and you just click, you know, remind me tomorrow. I usually wait a lot longer than just the release day, and, you know, it gets kind of annoying, but you do get prompted for it. And essentially what happens, or what happened in particularly to Quincy, was he woke up and he was no longer able to access his Free Code Camp servers. And he didn't realize what was going on, you know, not too sure. And very luckily he had someone that actually hadn't upgraded yet and was able to add the new SSH keys. So what happens is Mac OS Sierra, it sees the old keys. If it's a 1024 encryption key, it will overwrite that with a new higher bitrate version of it. So essentially it switched from, I think it was a DSA-based key, and they're generally around at 1024 bits, and it's not a true RSA key, which is a 2048 bit. You'll probably remember these kind of things back from when SSL certificates changed. They had a similar kind of thing going on there. From my knowledge, I don't know too much in depth about the cryptography and stuff of this, but generally it's not a huge amount of difference. It does, those extra few bits do make the keys, you know, a lot harder to crack, but there's nothing majorly changed, you know, it's just hardening that encryption. So it's brought up in the article a command you can run that will check your existing key to see if it is 2048. So it'll make sure that's fine. Otherwise, you need to create a new key, and he's got the command of the SSH key gen, if you're not familiar with that. And basically, it'll generate a new key for you. Just follow the prompts. It's pretty straightforward. If you've never done this before, I do recommend not setting a password. You know, it's important to set a password for things like this, but you're just going to do extra typing, and it's a pain. And basically, once you do that, you can then just copy that back to your servers, and then you can do your upgrade, and you should be fine. Noting on that, I would actually keep a copy of your old SSH key as well. So I'd like move them. So move your ID underscore RSA if it's the default, and your ID underscore RSA.pub file, and just rename them to like old or something like that. Add some kind of extension to it, and then generate your new keys and update them on the servers as soon as possible. Because optionally, you can specify an identity file if you do want to use your old key. So there's basically a rundown how to do this in this article, but it's really important. I thought it was a good one to get out there and let you know. So if you are a Mac user, this is pretty important, and if you haven't upgraded to Sierra yet, check out this article. Links are in the show notes. That's essentially it for this article. If you've got a spare few moments, I'd appreciate leaving a comment, rating and review in iTunes. You know, it helps me out, helps podcast out. But other than that, if you have any questions or anything like that, you can leave them on the Slack channel, which you can get to at slack.codercatchup.com, or you can send through an email to codercatchup@gmail.com. You can leave a tweet at codercatchup, or you can just leave a comment on this episode at codercatchup.com. That's essentially it. We'll catch you next episode.